Kylie Cullen, daughter of Renee Cullen and John Cullen. She's involved in varsity cheerleading, Spanish club, project graduation, and volleyball. Her honors are High Honor Roll, Presidential Academic Award, and Miss Knox County Fair of 2011. She plans to attend the Southern Illinois University of Edwardsville next fall, majoring in sports medicine. Kylie Cullen. Next is Amanda Kenny. The daughter of William and Brenda Kenny. She's involved in varsity football and basketball, cheerleading, track, Spanish club, G club, yearbook, and SSA. Her honors are National Honor Society, High Honor Roll, National Spanish Honor Society, and she plans to attend St. Ambrose and become a physical therapist. Amanda Kenny. Easy for me to say, right? Next is Kelsey Meredith. She is the daughter of Tom and Monica Meredith and Val and Dave Pettit. She's involved in cheerleading. She is the cheerleading captain, volleyball captain, G Club, Spanish Club, SSA, Stage Call, Choir, Ladies Jazz Choir, Mixed Jazz Choir, and Gail Scholar, and she is our lady that sings our national anthem. Honors, she is High Honor Roll, Principal Scholar, Academic All-Conference, and Volleyball. She plans to attend Millikan University and study vocal performance. Kelsey Meredith. Next we have Marissa Benson. She's the daughter of Susan Benson. She's involved as senior class president, student council co-chair, SSA co-president, golf team captain, cheerleading captain, National Honor Society, Spanish Honor Society, CARE, Spanish G Club, Spanish Club, and G Club, project graduation and yearbook productions. Her honors are High Honor Roll, Principal Scholar, Illinois State Scholar, Academic All-Conference in Golf, and Triple G Award winner. She plans to attend the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana, and major in biology and pre-medicine, Marissa Benson. Next, we have our cadet. Our only senior cadet is Courtney Gibbs. She is the daughter of Nellie and Joe Boone. She's involved in cadets. Her honors are academic, high honor, honors. She's involved in choir of cadets. She plans to attend Carl Sandburg and transfer to Western, double major in psychology and criminal justice. Courtney Gibbs. And we have our basketball players this evening. First we have Aslan Butler. Aslan is the son of Aslan Butler and Sheila Alford. He's involved in basketball. He was involved in freshman football. His honors are he's team captain, and he plans to attend college to play basketball and study business. Aslan Butler. Next is Austin Garnett. He's the son of Mike and Susie Garnett. He's involved in basketball, baseball, G Club, project graduation, student council, and CARE. His honors are NHS, Spanish Honor Society, and High Honor Roll. Austin will attend University of Illinois. Austin Garnett. Next, we have Chad Johnson. Chad is the son of Kevin and Jody Johnson. He's involved in CARE, yearbook, National Honor Society, Spanish National Honor Society, and Student Council. His honors are, he was the All-State catcher in 2011, All-Conference Baseball 2011, Peoria Journal Star Baseball All-American in 2011. He plans to attend Illinois State, play baseball, and study agronomy and crop science. Chad Johnson. Next is Seth Morling. Seth is the son of Keith and Tracy Morling. He's involved in soccer, basketball, baseball, Spanish Club, CARE. His honors are National Honor Society, Illinois State Scholar. And Seth plans to attend college and study engineering. Seth Morling. Next is Lamont Ross. He is the son of Tanya Hawk and Edward Ross. He's involved in G Club. He was involved in freshman football, plays basketball, and care. His honors are team captain, homecoming king, plans to attend college and study computer technology and play basketball.
You were throwing things at me.
Lamont Ross. Next is Zach Wilkie. Zach is the grandson of Ed and Vicki Stevens. He's involved in basketball, soccer, and G Club. He is lettered in basketball and soccer. Zach plans to go to a four-year university and major in business. Ladies and gentlemen, Zach Wilkie. And these are your seniors who have given you so much enjoyment over the last 3 and 4 years. Let's give them another big hand and wish them much luck on their road after GHS.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate you.
Tonight's senior night honorees. Again, 6 cheerleaders, 1 member of the cadets, and 6 boys basketball players.
And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Senior guard, number
dress announcer Ross, Gary Mitchell.
Lamont Ross.
With tonight's Galesburg starting lineup.
6'4" senior guard, number 23, Butler, Aslan Butler. 6'3" senior forward, number 30, Garnett, Austin Garnett. And a 6'5" junior forward, number 40, Carl, Ryan Carl. Assistant coaches, Mr. Rob Williams, Mr. Eric Smith, and Mr. Steve Cheeseman. And the head coach of the Streaks, Mr. Mike Reynolds. Referees for this contest, Mr. Mike Kroger, Mr. Steve Spivey, and Mr. Rick Schaefer. And
now let's play basketball.
As always, our thanks to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for tonight's starting lineups. Last time we'll hear Gary this season, as it's the last game of the regular season. Galesburg's first postseason game comes up Monday night at Dunlap. But a very important game here tonight, probably more so for Alleman than it is for the Silver Streaks. Alleman trying to finish as high as they have in the conference in almost a decade. And a win tonight would finish them in a possible tie for second place, depending on how the Rock Island Quincy game turns out. Down at the Devil's Den, the Silver Streaks win the tip. Aslan Butler, right wing, a little bit long in the three-pointer. The rebound tipped off to Ross. Little floater in the lane, hits it, and the Streaks take advantage of an offensive rebound.
Nice job by Lamont Ross. Those little floaters, those are tough shots. He made it look easy that time as he just put a nice, real nice touch on the ball, and the Streaks get on the board first.
Patrick Rangel gave us the starting lineups for Alleman. We'll set them again here. On the left side, this is John Barrett working on the wing, along with Alex Kelly, a 6'3", 200-pound senior. Mitchell Morrissey at 6'5", 200, the senior with it now on the left wing. Adam Hoogerwerf back in at starting point guard, 5'10", 150, a junior. And the leading scorer in the Western Big Six, Tyler Yoakum, a 5'11", 170-pound senior who scored at least 21 points in every Western Big Six conference game this season. We're a minute in. Silver Streaks lead 2-0. On the right side, a fake by Kelly. Picks up his dribble. Now on the right side, Hoogerwerf drives in. Kicks it out. The fake by Barrett, and he traveled with it. Good job by the Streaks to force a turnover on the opening possession.
Yeah, I thought Alleman was a little too conservative that time. They really didn't seem to be looking for the shot. They were moving a lot, running a lot of picks. Kelly could have had the shot, but I think that was what the Silver Streaks would love, to force the big guy to shoot from outside all night. He passed it up, and then they end up turning it over.
Galesburg did a pretty good job denying any touches for Tyler Yoakum on that possession, too. Senior night here at John Thiel Gymnasium. On the right side, Kendall Thompson found an opening, scooped it up. The spinner off the glass won't go. Garnett with a putback. Oh. That rolls off the rim.
How did that not go in?
John Barrett with the rebound for Alleman. Silver Streaks with 2 offensive rebounds in the first 2 possessions. Second one, they just can't get the shot to fall through. Tough break for Austin Garnett. Still 2-0 is the lead. Hoogerwerf drives in the free throw line, brings it back out. Between the free throw lines, this is Tyler Yoakum with it. He's going to back up near midcourt. Watch out. He can knock it down from just about anywhere if the Streaks give him enough of an open look. driving in from the left side. They dish it out on the left wing. Hoogerwerf drains a three, and just like that, Alleman takes a 3-2 lead.
He hurt us a little bit up there and starts off with a big shot. You can't get too concerned with Yoakum because Hoogerwerf can do some damage, and he was wide open right in front of the Streaks bench there.
Sophomores won tonight. Here's Aslan Butler with it on the left wing. Lobs it all the way over everybody to the right side to Lamont Ross to dribble it back out between the circles. 8-14 is what the sophomores finish after a 62-56 win here tonight. In the lane, Garnett has it knocked out, picks it back up, out to Ross, hits a three. 5 points for Ross to open the game, and the Streaks lead by two.
Good penetration by Kendall Thompson, decided to drop it off to Garnett, nearly a turnover. Austin, the presence of mind to kick it back out top, and there was Ross ready to deliver.
On the outside, Morrissey with it. Top of the circle it goes. Yoakum, and an illegal screen set away from the ball will be against Alleman. Their second turnover in three possessions. And we'll send it back the Silver Streaks direction. They call that on John Barrett.
Yeah, you mentioned how Yoakum, the leading scorer in the conference, and who would have thought going into this season that it would be anybody but Anthony Lindauer of Moline. Not that he doesn't do his share of scoring, but of course had to miss some games because of that suspension, and been quite as consistent as Yoakum.
Here's Butler from three-point range, and he airballs it. Under the basket, Tyler Yoakum with a rebound, leading the break to the other end, dumps it off underneath to Morris. He dribbles once. That allows the Silver Streaks to collapse on top of him, and they draw a foul, but he doesn't get the basket down.
You know,
six Silver Streaks seniors on the roster this year. Seth Morling, Zach Wilkie, among them who don't play a whole lot. Chad Johnson, who started the year in the starting lineup, but then had that shoulder injury right before Christmas that has put him on the bench as a reserve player, along with Ross, Butler, and Garnett in the starting lineup. Morrissey makes the first free throw, pulls Alleman within one.
You know, Coach Rangel talked about, maybe it was Mike Reynolds, too, that talked about how Yoakum ended up going back to the point. And when we were up there earlier this season, we thought it was a good thing that he was going to be the off guard, take some of the pressure off of him. But
right,
it seems like once he got back into that handling the basketball, that's when his scoring really took off because he's able to penetrate more.
And as Mike Reynolds told us in the pregame, he just makes everybody around him better. Something that wasn't always the case in previous years, but he has matured tremendously as a basketball player this season. Aslan Butler with it on the right side after two Morrissey free throws tie the game at five. Garnett with it, lobs it back out to Thompson in the midcourt circle. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter, we're tied at five. Thompson to Ryan Carl on the right wing. Open three, drains it.
Three for Ryan Carl.
Silver Streaks back on top by three. Ross with a three, Ryan Carl with a three. It's 8-5 Galesburg.
Ryan is becoming more and more of a threat from that three-point area, and that could be very valuable for him going into next season.
Left side on the outside. Now in the corner it goes to Hoogerwerf, dribbles it back out, circles around to the free throw line, dishes it out right wing. Barrett's three-pointer rolls off the rim, and the rebound under the basket, but stepping on the baseline, Morrissey turns it over. Three turnovers for Alleman in the first 4 minutes of the game. Into the game, Grant Gibson gives Austin Garnett a break. Good to see Grant back on the floor after the ankle injury last week. Still playing with a brace on his left ankle. He did not play at all Saturday night after giving everything he could in that Friday night win over United Township. Ross will bring it across midcourt to Gibson on the outside. Grant looking, needs to do something with it, dribbles left, gives it off to Ross inside the free throw line, whips it back out to Butler for three. That one's off the rim, and the rebound to Yoakum. Look out, he's on the run. Leading the break to the other end. Good job by the Streaks to get back defensively as Butler cut him off. Dribbles it over, left side on the wing. Barrett's three, rolls off the mark. Weak side rebound, Morrissey takes it away over the top of Ross. Now it's batted away from behind, but deflected out to Alex Kelly. And they do get another crack at it. Now down low, a lob and a big time. Oh, they're going to call a tie-up. Three Silver Streaks players were there to defend Alex Kelly on the low blocks, but they call a tie-up, and Alleman's going to keep it on the alternating possession, but everybody moving down floor as if it's Galesburg's ball. Streaks want to take it out of bounds, but the official standing there saying, telling the Alleman players to get back down there. Yoakum will pull the trigger from the left of his own basket. Looking, lobs it out under the wing to Sam Permit, a 6'2 junior who's checked into the game for the Pioneers. What a year for Patrick Rangel for this Alleman club. 17-9, 5-4 in the Western Big Six. They were in contention for a share of the conference lead until they lost down at Quincy last week. This is a team that has won only one game on the road in the Western Big Six, and now they turn it over for the fourth time. Deflected away by Butler. Now Thompson with it. Lobs it over left side to Aslan. Drives in, cut off by a double team, brings it back out to Carl on the left side. From the elbow, driving in, he's cut off, gets it over to Aslan on the right wing, out to Kendall Thompson, down the lane, the one-handed teardrop goes through.
Real nice. I thought a lot of unselfish plays by a number of the Streaks players there who passed up a shot for a better shot, and Kendall Thompson with that penetration that he did so well on Saturday night against Ridgewood, back at his old tricks again tonight.
Scored a career-high 20 that night. 10-5 is the Galesburg lead, 2:20 to go here in the first quarter. Right side, Pat Ewald into the game, down low. Contact as Morrissey goes right at Ryan Carl in the low blocks. That'll be the first foul of the game on Ryan. And the second team foul on Galesburg. One on Butler, one on Carl, and one on Alleman as a team. 2:17 to go first quarter, 10-5, the Galesburg lead. Morrissey back to the line where he made two a few trips ago down the floor offensively. First one up. And off the back of the rim.
Game also almost feels a little bit in slow motion because Alleman, when they make the basket, they just drop back. And it's been a while since we haven't been pressured all the way up the court. Certainly Ridgewood and us had a track meet that night. They pressured us all night long in a man-to-man. And East Moline's always using their athleticism. So this is a little different look here to just bring the ball up the court uncontested.
That game against Ridgewood was about as fast a game as we've had all season long last Saturday night.
Yeah, that one or the track meet up at South Chicago. Who am I thinking? Eisenhower.
This is Ross with it on the left wing. Picks it up. Top of the circle. Butler comes out around a screen. Three-pointers off the front of the rim. And a rebound chased down by Hoogerwerth. Butler 0-for-4 from three-point range here in the first quarter. Streaks need him down low. Driving in, Jokic bumps off Lamont Ross, passes up the fadeaway shot. Now a foul by Butler on the backside as he tried to get the backside steal away from Ewald, and that's two fouls on Butler. So not only do the Streaks need him down low, they need him in the game, but he's going to go to the bench with two fouls here.
Yeah, he was so effective a week ago tonight against East Moline, and not because he was standing out of the three-point arc, but because he was inside and active, and tonight I'm not sure he's even gone into the lane tonight.
Minute 46 to go, first quarter. Chad Johnson replaces Butler on the floor. 10-6 is the Galesburg lead. Hoogerwerth with it. Lobs it over right side to Yoakum on a bounce. Double team starts to sneak out. Yoakum pushed back toward half court. Thompson gets the steal away, leading the break on a two-on-one. Takes it himself and puts it up and in.
Outstanding on both ends by Kendall Thompson.
12-6 is the Galesburg lead. Biggest of the night here in the first quarter, a minute 20 to go. And another near steal, this time by Thompson, picking the pocket of Hoogerwerth. It gets called for a reach foul. His first, team's fourth.
Well, you get high risk, high reward there. It's great to get the steal, but you look up there, and now we've got four team fouls to their one. And the last thing we want to do is do what we did a month ago, is get in foul trouble and start sending these guys to the line because they'll catch up in a hurry.
On the left side, Barrett.
Another foul.
Does a balancing act on the left side. Streaks are going to get called for a push, not giving Barrett enough room for it. And Gibson picks up his first. And as Jim said, five team fouls now on Galesburg. And
we're
still a minute 15 to go. Long way to go yet in the first half. Outside, Yoakum double team. Sam Perman with it. Skips it over left side to John Barrett. Streaks are going to send some speed into the game at the next dead ball with Diggins at the scoring table ready to check in. Coming off his best weekend of the year, here's Thompson with another steal. Leads the break, and the shot won't go down off the glass. But a foul called on Pat Ewald, sprinting down the backside after the Thompson steal. Six turnovers on the Pioneers now already in the first quarter.
Yeah, they're going to have to shore up their ball handling big time if they want to win this one here tonight on the road.
Thompson will get a breather. Diggins into the game. Lamont Ross will pull the trigger from the left of the backboard. So the foul on the floor before Thompson was able to make the shot attempt. So the Streaks inbound it. Here's Chad Johnson with it. Diggins now right side to Ross, who will bring it back out to reset the offense in the midcourt circle. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Johnson lobs it over to Diggins. Driving inside, dishes it out to Ross. He'll back up over to Johnson in front of the Alleman bench. Right side under the wing, Garnett. Who's going to shoot the ball here? They leave Ross open. He shoots the three. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound deflected into the hands of Mamadou Berry, who's checked into the game for the Pioneers. Ross had a good look at it, but just fired it over the rim. 12-6 Galesburg, 20 seconds to go first quarter. Pioneers have the ball. Berry shoots a long three and not a good shot with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Garnett gets the rebound, so now the Streaks can hold for the last shot. Down to seven. Ross left side to Chad Johnson. Down to four. Johnson falls down. Has the ball knocked out of his hands, he just turns, throws it toward the rim. It hits the basket but falls off. That's the end of the first quarter. 12-6 Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty, State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
One quarter gone at John Field Gymnasium. Pretty good start for the Silver Streaks, but they had a good start up at Alleman, too, and everything went to you-know-what in a handbasket in the second quarter, actually before the first quarter was even over. And in all fairness, the second quarter has been a real problem for the Silver Streaks offensively this season. Let's see if they can avoid that here tonight in the final game of the regular season, taking a 12-6 lead after the first quarter. Ross driving in from the right side, comes up a little short, and the rebound, Morrissey rips it away from his own teammate. Both teams shot a lot of three-point attempts in that first quarter. Go ahead, Jim.
Alleman only got four shots at the basket the whole quarter. It's kind of surprising with six turnovers. They're even within 6 points at this juncture of the game.
Helped by out-rebounding the Silver Streaks, what, 7-3 in that first quarter. Here's a long three that won't go down. Grant Gibson chases down the long rebound. In fact, Tyler Yoakum didn't take a single shot attempt in the first quarter.
That's something. I'm sure Coach Pat Rangel probably said, boys, I'm glad we got that out of our systems. And they took the quarter break because I'm not sure they could have been much worse that first quarter.
They're playing for a lot. Here's Grant Gibson. High-arching shot from 19 feet. No. Trevon Diggins, contact from the backside. He falls down, loses the rebound. Hoogerwerf comes away with it. Now back comes Alleman. Down 12-6 as we start the second quarter. Morrissey with the dribble out high. Tries to weave it through the lane. Found an opening. And the rebound knocked around after the miss by Barrett. Here come the Silver Streaks. Johnson leads a 2-on-1. Gets past his man and lays it in. Alleman went for the steal, and Chad Johnson took it all the way in from the right side. Timeout Pioneers with 6:37 to go in the first half. A 30-second timeout with the Streaks leading by 8.
Be interesting to see what Coach Pat Rangel does. I think one thing they've got to do is stop Galesburg's penetration, because the Silver Streaks doing a nice job, as we did, I thought, in the Ridgewood game, of getting down the lane, getting some opportunities. If we need to kick it out, then it gives your three-point shooters a better look. We haven't had much luck from three-point land tonight outside of our opening shot. But you get penetration, you get such a better percentage. Even if you just throw the ball softly up on the rim, you're going to get some of those to fall in. And other than getting out rebounded, we've done a lot of good things here tonight. And yet to have our first turnover.
Silver Streaks, what, 5 of 13 that first quarter shooting the ball? Is that right?
Yep.
But 8 of those 13 were from behind the arc, and the Streaks knocked down only 2 of them. Aslan Butler is on the bench with 2 personal fouls. He went out with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. He was 0-for-4 from the field. Kendall Thompson is back into the game. He's led the Silver Streaks charge with a couple of steals and a couple of layups. Also had a nifty pass earlier. Here's a pass right side over to Yoakum on the wing. He threads it back through left side over to Hoogerwerf. Pump fakes, pulls up from 15 feet. Missed it. Ryan Carl gets the rebound, and the cold shooting continues for the Pioneers. 0-for-3 to start the third quarter, 1-for-7 for the game. Carl dribbles inside the arc, dishes it back out to Kendall Thompson. 8-point Galesburg lead as we approach the 6-minute mark of the first half. Gibson dishes left side. Ross from the corner. 3-pointer off the back of the rim. Rebound. Carl knocked it away from Gibson, and that allows Morrissey to come away with it for Alleman.
That was too bad. 2 Silver Streaks there competing for it, and a blocking foul. Is that what we're going to get?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yoakum runs over Kendall Thompson just across half court. So that's two fouls now on Kendall. So two on Thompson and two on Butler. Not good news for the Silver Streaks. And even worse, 16 fouls. So with just under 6 minutes to go in the first half, the next foul for Galesburg puts the Pioneers in the bonus.
And that's where they caught up and won the game in the first meeting. And that's where they're likely to do it here again. As we've had a couple of fouls I'd say were worthwhile, but three or four of those six fouls were really unnecessary, and we're going to put ourselves in a fix here.
There's a near steal, knocking it away from Yoakum. Diggins got a hand on it. Yoakum does a balancing act on the sideline to prevent it from going out of bounds and just forces up a bad shot. Here's Diggins coming away with the rebound. Leading the break to the other end, gets it off to Gibson, and that's an offensive foul as Grant makes contact with Adam Hoogerwerf, and that is the first Galesburg turnover of the game. But it's the second foul on Gibson. So two on Gibson, Butler, and Thompson. A player control foul does not lead to a one in bonus here. Alleman brings it up court, trailing by eight, 5.5 minutes to go, first half. On the left side, bouncing it over. Now into the lane, Morris. He pump fakes, leans in with the right hand, and knocks it down.
First field goal of the second quarter for the Pioneers, who've been 0 for 4 up until that time. They've got it down to 6. Streaks need to click on offense here.
Chad Johnson with it on the right elbow. Top of the circle, Carl turns, shoots, three-pointer off the back of the rim. Yoakum with the rebound, his third of the game. Leads the break into the front court. Streaks trying to get back defensively. Diggins hangs right with him, and Yoakum throws it away. A little out of control, tried to get it to Kerman, who really wasn't expecting the pass. And Alleman turns it over for the seventh time.
Yeah, well, Yoakum frustrated. We've had several guys on him. That time, Diggins did a great job, just cut him off from anything he wanted to do. And I think that's one thing. You know, he actually probably has more success against some of the other teams in the league, because one thing Galesburg does pretty well is play defense at the guard spot.
Bounce pass, good cut. Johnson with a great look from Austin Garnett from the outside. Second basket of the quarter for Johnson, and the Streaks now lead by 8, 16-8, 4.5 minutes to go, second quarter. On the outside, Barrett down low, good pass to Morris. He got position inside of Austin Garnett, lays it in. It's a two-man game offensively right now. Barrett, or rather Morrissey, and Chad Johnson, each with two baskets for both teams. As it's a six-point Galesburg lead here in the second quarter. Garnett hands off to Diggins. Now out high to Ryan Carl. Might have got away with picking up his pivot foot as he started to move with the dribble. Garnett hands off to Chad. Johnson shoots the three off the back of the rim. Dribbles high up into the air. And Mitchell Morrissey comes down with his fifth rebound already for Alleman. Into the front court quickly. Hoogerwerf drives in, lays it in. Found an opening in from the left side. Alleman pulls within four now, 16-12.
And Alleman going to penetrate as much as possible. Anytime they can get in there, maybe get themselves to the free throw line. Coach Rangel said that's definitely a game plan coming in.
Inside the free throw line, Ross with a turnaround jumper and a late whistle as Hoogerwerf came in after the shot. And they're going to get a foul, his first, and they're going to go ahead and give two free throws here for Lamont Ross.
We talked about Hoogerwerf having a high ankle sprain that he sustained several weeks ago. I don't see where he's showing any signs of that. Maybe he'd tell you that it hurts, but it doesn't seem to be slowing him down any right now.
Ross misses the first free throw.
Chad Johnson going to the Silver Streaks locker room. He ran down there by himself, though, so I think he'll be back pretty quickly.
Ross, 68% from the free throw line on the season. This is Galesburg's first free throw attempt of the night, compared to four for Alleman in the first quarter alone. And the Pioneers are in the bonus, and that one rolls off. And there's Morrissey with his sixth rebound already for the Pioneers. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. The lead holds at four for Galesburg, 16-12. There's an opening in the lane. Diggins does a nice job to cut off Yoakum, who penetrated. Now out to Morrissey, trying to drive in on Ryan Carl. That's going to be the second foul of the game on Ryan on the floor. So four Silver Streaks players all have two fouls now. Thompson, Butler, Gibson, and now Ryan Carl. Told you we'd keep an eye on that essentially first place battle down at Quincy tonight, with Rock Island going in at 7-2, Quincy at 6-3. Morrissey's first free throw is perfect. He has all five of Alleman's points here. Check that. Hoogerwerf does have the layup basket. No score yet from the Devil's Den.
Yeah, Morrissey's become quietly a solid player as he's grown into his body at 6'6", the senior. Missed that free throw.
Good job by Garnett to block out for his third rebound. 3:10 to go, first half. Carl hands off to Butler, back into the game. Got away with a travel at the least. Right in front of the official, too. He juggled the ball. Now Diggins drives, and the layup is a little bit strong off the glass. But the foul called on Sam Perman. And Diggins will go to the line, where he is over 50% for the season now, at just under 54. Real struggle for Trevon early in the season at the free throw line, but coming off his best offensive weekend last weekend, 9 on against UT on Friday and 7 against Ridgewood, all in the second quarter on Saturday, and he drains the first free throw here, getting the Streaks a little bit of an offensive lift as they'd gone into a lull.
And Diggins' energy off the bench got him the day's out-of-body crunch time player of the week last Friday night. We thought once he came in, that's kind of where the game turned.
Second free throw rolls off the back of the rim. Streaks 1 for 4 from the free throw line as a team now. Morrissey has his 7th rebound for the Pioneers. Under 3 to go, first half. Galesburg by 4, 17-13. Driving in left side. Streaks chase, and Hoogerwerf takes it all the way in.
You can see that one coming from where we're at. We're at the other end of the court. We had Ryan Carl didn't respond. He was too high out there. There was a man already on him. Ryan's got to sink down there and protect that line, and he was not quick enough to handle him.
Alleman within 2 now after trailing by 8 at 16-8. They've outscored the streak 7-1 to pull within 2 at 17-15. Outside Butler for 3. Swished it. Aslan finally knocks one down, and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks to give this team a little breather, back up by 5. 30-second timeout with 2:25 to go, first half.
Yeah, that was a big shot. I was a little hesitant because Aslan hasn't hit much from there in recent games.
Really hadn't even been close tonight till that one.
And that one he drained, so that was nice to get us that 5-point lead back. And at this point, every trip down that we don't pick up a foul and can slow them down is a good thing.
Yeah, we're under 2.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Streaks at 18 fouls. But the Pioneers have been to the line only one time here so far in the second quarter, 4 for 6 for the game.
It is interesting to watch Yoakum, though. He continually tries to get down that lane, and then he gets cut off. He was hanging up in the air there a couple of trips ago and barely got it dropped off to one of his postmen. And he just had this scowl when he walked away. He's just so mad that he can't penetrate there. He's really frustrated.
Here's a steal by Diggins in the full court press. Turn around, rolls out of the rim, but another foul and a chance at 2 more free throws for Diggins. Tough break there. Good to see Carson Cheeseman back into the game. Talked to him a little bit before the game here tonight. He said he's cleared to play. In fact, his mom, Kelly, telling us the doctor cleared him on Tuesday with a brace around that right knee. And he was ready to go tonight. He was happy to be back into the game. Diggins' first free throw, perfect, by the way.
Well, we've had at least 3 shots that did everything but go down. That one by Diggins, one of those putbacks by Garnett there earlier in the game. We could be doing a little better offensively with some luck.
And Diggins gets the roll on the second free throw. Streaks are back up to 50% from the line as a team. So after the Butler 3-pointer, now 2 Diggins free throws. Streaks are back up by 7. Alleman breaks the press, but Galesburg gets back defensively, and then a foul in the lane as the Streaks start to force a turnover, and there is a second foul of the game on Ewald, who grabbed Aslan Butler from the backside as Aslan was trying to chase down the steal. So he has 2, Hoogerwerf has 2, and that's 16 fouls on Alleman, along with 9 turnovers.
The Streak superior team speed was big in that because it looked like it was going to be a two-on-one breakout. Streaks got back there quickly, especially Carson Cheeseman, filled the lane, muddled it up, and then Alleman turns it over.
On the right side, Aslan Butler tries to throw it into the lane. There's nobody there. Aslan threw it over everybody, out of bounds for the second Galesburg turnover of the game.
Well, Diggins flashed up there for a second, but Trevon's not big enough to catch that pass.
Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Streaks put on the full court press. Diggins and Ross with a trap on Hoogerwerf. He lobs it up to Barrett. Now back to Hoogerwerf, who still needs to get it across the timeline, and the Streaks back off defensively. Here's Yoakum with it. He'll dribble it back out to the midcourt circle, working his way left a little bit, down to 1:40 to go first half. Hoogerwerf outside his range on the left wing. Top of the circle, swing it around right to Yoakum. Trying to post up on Ross. Pull up fade away from the free throw line. At the 1:33 mark of the first half, Tyler Yoakum finally scores his first basket.
It looks like Ross has been forcing him to go left the whole first half, and he finally said, okay, well, I'll go left, and took the shot. But they're not letting him curl right side at all.
On the right side, Ross lobbing it into Butler. Post up, a little bit short on the shot. He got position on Morrissey, who rebounded for the 8th time after the miss. Good move by Aslan. He got the step on him, just couldn't finish it off. Yoakum drives, dishes it over left side to Hoogerwerf, works his way back right. Under a minute to go first half. Now Galesburg by five. Yoakum with the ball for the Pioneers. Driving in from the right side. Now a fadeaway as Diggins cut him off. Shot rolls in and out. Morrissey, another rebound, wow. And the putback is good.
Morrissey earned that one. He was fighting Carson Cheeseman tooth and nail on that entire possession. Cheeseman tried to go baseline on the rebound, and Morrissey able to fight that thing back up and in.
Down to a three-point Galesburg lead. Morrissey with 10 points and 9 rebounds in the first half. Garnett, backdoor cut. Ross, up and in, and a foul. A chance at a three-point play. Morrissey picks up his first.
Fundamental basketball executed perfectly by the Silver Streaks, and that time we got the finish from Lamont Ross.
Second backdoor cut both times on a pass from Austin Garnett. The last one was to Chad Johnson, so two nice assists for the senior Garnett here on senior night to his other senior starting teammates, Johnson and now Ross. Galesburg by five, 28 seconds to go first half. Free throw is good. And Ross has 8 in the game now. Silver Streaks by 6, 25-19. Little token full court pressure. Now the Streaks back off as the Pioneers like to hold for the last shot here, down to 20 seconds to go. Yoakum works it across midcourt. A double team on Barrett. He gets it back out to Yoakum in the midcourt circle with 13 to go. Working his way right against Diggins. Down to 10 seconds. Still 40 feet away from the basket. Yoakum works his way in. Here comes the trap. He dribbles between Carson Cheeseman and Trevon Diggins, and they're going to get Cheeseman on the reach-in with 4 seconds to go, and that's going to put Yoakum at the line for a 1-1. Oh, they called it on Diggins instead.
Did they really?
Huh. It was Cheeseman who was coming up from behind, down low, just as Yoakum was starting to move, so I thought they were going to call the foul on him. And I'm not sure he didn't deserve it a little bit more.
Like most great scorers, Yoakum, you put him at the line, and it's pretty automatic.
Especially with 4 seconds to go in the half. But the good news is the Streaks have some time to do something with it. If Yoakum were to miss and they can get the rebound, or if they just take it out of bounds. He does miss off the back rim. Garnett comes down with a rebound. 2 seconds to go. Austin pulls up in the backcourt, and he just holds on to it. 25-20 at the end of the first half. Galesburg by 5 at the break. When we come back on the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show, talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman, run through all the first half stats for you, give you an update on some Western Big Six scores as well. 25-20 Galesburg over Alleman in the final conference and regular season game of the 2011-12 season. The OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially
there and hold
when you
ball
have
for
to work with
seconds.
So many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier. When remodeling your kitchen or bath, call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to
Reed
be comfortable
loves is the
in
answer.
Your
house. You were just
with a
asking
towel
yourself.
Wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. This is Healthcare.
Welcome to the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Show here on WGIL. Silver Streaks boys Only time they trailed the entire first half was after Alleman's first basket of the game, which put the Pioneers up 3-2. We had one tie at 5-5. Otherwise, the Silver Streaks have led the entire game and lead at the half 25-20. Their biggest lead in the first half was in the second quarter at 16-8. Alleman pulled within two at 17-15. Silver Streaks built the lead back up to 7 and lead by 5 here at the half, 25-20. Pretty well played half by the Silver Streaks, I thought. Although if you hold Tyler Yoakum to 3 points and Galesburg turns the ball over only two times the entire first half, I guess I'd feel a little more comfortable with larger than a five-point lead with all that having been done.
Yeah, I think if you're Alleman, you're in the locker room, I'm sure Pat Rangel's finding plenty to lecture about, that they're still in pretty decent shape. A couple of possessions after really getting outplayed in most aspects of the game in that first half. Silver Streaks, as usual, piling up a few too many fouls, but getting a lot of shot opportunities. And, if we can play another full half with only two turnovers, you got to like our chances. Galesburg shooting 39% at the break, 9 out of 23 from the field. Alleman got themselves up to 46%, going 6 of 11 in the second quarter, so 7 of 15 at the half. So we've had 8 more shot attempts than the Pioneers. That, in large part, due to the turnover count. Alleman's had 9 turnovers in the first half. Silver Streaks with only 2, probably a season low for us in a half of any game. Rebounding edge solidly to Alleman right now, 16 rebounds to 9. And Brad, as you're probably about to tell us, Mitchell Morrissey, the big reason why that rebound count is the way it is.
9 rebounds in the first half. He's 1 rebound short of a double-double in the first half. 10 points, 9 rebounds. Morrissey, the leading scorer in the game. Finishing off the other team stats, Alleman put up only 4 three-point attempts in the first half, making 1 of them. Silver Streaks weren't any better from three-point range, making 3 out of 12. Pioneers were 5 of 8 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks were 4 of 7. So statistically, the free throws, not a factor. What is a factor in the first half is the Silver Streaks piling up some fouls. 2 each for Kendall Thompson, Aslan Butler, Grant Gibson, and Ryan Carl. At the half, Silver Streaks lead Rock Island Alleman 25-20. At the end of one quarter at Wharton Fieldhouse, the Maroons lead United Township 10-0.
Oh, come on.
At the end of the first quarter, it's 10-0, Moline.
Nothing?
Nothing.
With Davian Johnson and
David Overton
and McDowell and nothing. Boy, they are really in a bad way right now.
Give another couple weeks to the Western Big Six season, the Silver Streaks might catch them in the standings the way they're playing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's right. They'll be short-lived at their own regional next week if they don't wake up pretty quick.
They sure will. We're halfway through the OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show. Galesburg leads Alleman 25-20. When we come back, we'll run through the individual scoring, see if we can get an update from Rock Island and Quincy, and we'll talk to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Galesburg by 5 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Sharing the family's bathroom is just an annoyance of my past. Now I'm pampered like royalty in the new doggy spa at Thorns. Ear treatment, facial, pedicure, Bobby Panner shampoos make me smell delicious. Followed with a quick blow off with the Metro Force blow dryer. A professional look at a minimal cost. This place rocks.
For just $12, you get full use of the dog wash facilities and supplies.
Thorns Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Now, during Menards' 11% sale, it's the perfect time to save big on all of your home improvement needs. Receive an 11% rebate on everything from soup to nuts, an 11% rebate on doors to floors, UTVs to vanities, an 11% rebate on appliances to groceries. Get an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week. But hurry, this special offer ends Sunday, February 26th.
Save big money at Menards.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy skies, chance of flurries this evening, a low near 20 degrees by morning, still windy overnight. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 35, clear and 25 tomorrow night. For Sunday, sunny, windy, and milder, much milder, 52 Sunday afternoon. Partly cloudy Sunday night, the low 32, and back to work Monday, 42 degrees, some sunshine. Right now, it's 29 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Interactive sports talk with scores, expert analysis, and so much more. Fox Sports Radio, weekends on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
The OSF St. Mary Medical Center halftime show continues here on WGIL. Galesburg boys leading Rock Island Alleman 25-20. First half scoring, we mentioned already, Mitchell Morrissey with 10 points for the Pioneers to lead all scorers. Adam Hoogerwerf with 7, and how about the Silver Streaks holding the leading score in the Western Big 6, Tyler Yoakum, to just 3 points in the first half and only 4 shots and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Alex Kelly, John Barrett, Mamadou Berry, Sam Herman, and Pat Ewald have not scored for the Pioneers. For the Silver Streaks, Lamont Ross, the leading scorer in the first half with 8. Chad Johnson and Kendall Thompson each with 2. Aslan Butler, Ryan Carl, and Trevon Diggins each have 3. Carson Cheeseman, Austin Garnett, and Grant Gibson have played but did not score for Galesburg in the first half. Streaks lead 25-20. Assistant coach Steve Cheeseman back out of the locker room. He's going to check in at the scoring table. Dan Powell know who's going to start in the second half for Galesburg. Take a swig of some water, and now he's ready with Jim Lee. Let's find out what they talked about in the locker room.
Okay, well, only 2 turnovers in that first half. A lot of things went right, but still only 5 points up. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, we had a 7-point lead, and we had the ball with a good possession there, and we threw it away and then gave up a layup. That really, really made the game at that point one where we could really got control. We've done a good job with, as you say, limiting their chances. We've really kept Yoakum off balance. We've got to just keep doing what we're doing, make sure that we don't let him go off in the second half, and continue to try to control the rebound war.
Yeah, looks like you've done a good job keeping him from penetrating. Has that been the goal?
Yeah, keep him from penetrating. Just be aware wherever he is. Help out on him. Don't let him go off with a 3-point shot or get to the basket.
We want to penetrate a lot ourselves, it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, we want to take it at them. We feel like we can get to the basket and then obviously get our stick backs where we've got 3 or 4 baskets here in the first half on.
Finally, do you tell the guys to watch the fouls, or does that take away their aggressiveness?
No, I mean, you got to watch the silly fouls, the ones with your hands, the one reaching in, and we've got a couple guys to do that a little bit. If we stay away from that, we'll be okay.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for joining us at halftime, as he has done all season long. Again, the first place battle in the Western Big 6 is down at Quincy tonight. The Rock Island Rocks at 7-2. The Quincy Blue Devils at 6-3, trying to clinch a share of the conference title with the Rocks, who wrapped up a share of the title last week with a victory of their own over Moline. But still no score from the Devils' Den at last check, and Moline leading United Township 10-0. Still very early at Wharton Fieldhouse. Ready to start the third quarter here. Alleman Pioneers with the ball. It'll be Barrett and Hoogerwerf. This is Yoakum with it on the right wing, along with Morrissey and Alex Kelly. So the same 5 to start the second half for the Pioneers. Will set Galesburg's lineup when they touch the ball for the first time. Yoakum backs up toward half court as he'll work against Lamont Ross, and the Streaks open in a man defense here in the third quarter. A 5-point Galesburg lead. Streaks controlled pretty much the entire first half offensively. Their biggest lead, 8. And it's 5 as we start the third quarter. Out high, a 5-second call. Hoogerwerf did a lot of standing around, dribbled it, picked it up. Nobody really came out to help him out either, and that's the 10th turnover after the 5-second call. Kendall Thompson, Lamont Ross, Ryan Carl, Aslan Butler, and Austin Garnett for the Silver Streaks to begin the third quarter. Same 5 who started the game there as well. Thompson, Butler got into some foul trouble with 2 personal fouls each. Let's see if they can play a little more in control here in the third quarter. Butler on the dribble has Ross cutting in backdoor, but Hoogerwerf defends nicely. The pass goes to Garnett. Hands off to Kendall Thompson. Won't give him a whole lot of room to shoot. Give him too much room, he can put it up. Carl on the outside, fake, steps to the free throw line around a screen, and he banks it in. Thompson set the screen, and Carl with a bank shot.
We'll take that.
7-point Galesburg lead, 27-20. Carl with 5 in the game. Just underway here in the third quarter. Between the circles, Morrissey. Left side driving in. Barrett trying to work against Austin Garnett, and he gets called for the hold, and that's his first foul.
It's a tough call. Looked like Morrissey just lowered his head and ran in there. I'm not sure I'd have called anything on that one.
That's exactly the case that Mike Reynolds is trying to plead here as well. On the inbound, Yoakum. Out high between the circles to Hoogerwerf. Deflected pass from Thompson, but it gets over to Barrett in time. Now Yoakum has it. Skips it back out between the circles. Hoogerwerf lobs it right back. Now Butler comes out to defend Yoakum. Here comes a double team. He leans in, throws it over the head of Hoogerwerf, out of bounds. Good job defensively by Lamont Ross, and that's the 11th Pioneer turnover.
Yeah, Ross went up there and I think prevented Hoogerwerf from getting to the peak of his jump to try and get to that ball, and so the ball sailed over both of them, out of bounds right below us, and Streaks back in business, up 7.
Into the front court, Thompson. Oh, now they back off him. He can shoot if he wants to. He drives in from the left side. Fadeaway comes up way short on the shot. And Morrissey, there's rebound number 10 in the game. On the right side, a long three. That rolls off for Barrett, and Lamont Ross gets the rebound, his second of the game. Leads the break into the front court. Right side, it goes to Thompson. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Streaks by 7, looking for their biggest lead of the night. Thompson works his way to the left wing, right in front of the Galesburg bench. Stops his dribble, gets it out to Butler. Fakes the three, starts to drive inside, but he's cut off there by Barrett. Reverses directions on the dribble, over to Lamont Ross on the wing. Now out high to Austin Garnett.
Well, Aslan's got happy feet. He just makes me nervous every time without getting set.
They leave him open, and he lines in the three from the left wing. Biggest lead of the night for Galesburg now, 30-20. As the Streaks score the first six, rather five, of the second half. And a full timeout called by Alleman's Patrick Rangel. 5:28 to go, third quarter. Silver Streaks lead at 30-20. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll keep it here.
It really gives them their life back. It helps them to do the things they want to do without having to worry about embarrassing moments.
Jamie Way, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary, has helped individuals overcome incontinence issues and live lives without incontinence supplies.
It is pelvic floor training, so a lot of people kind of in the area, it's kind of a problem with urinary incontinence. We do exercises just like any other skeletal muscle. It can be strengthened, pelvic floor, to help with the urinary incontinence.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
5:28 to go, third quarter. The Silver Streaks open the third quarter on a 5-0 run. A three-pointer by Aslan Butler. A basket inside by Ryan Carl. Two Alleman turnovers. The Pioneers have to call timeout, now trailing by 10.
Well, we talked during the break. Appreciate the folks that come out to watch the game, but there were about five people that mildly applauded after a 6-0 run and an Alleman timeout. Silver Streaks fans, you need to get out here and enjoy the game. I mean, everybody's sitting on their hands, and you wouldn't know whether we're winning or losing, and this team's playing real good ball right now.
On the outside, Yoakum penetrates all the way in, knifes between two defenders, and a foul on the floor as he took it to the basket. That was an ideal opportunity for somebody to stand there and take a charge. But Yoakum moves and jukes left and right so much that the Silver Streaks allowed him just to penetrate right between him, and he's going to get a couple of free throws here. Grant Gibson will check back into the game, and Yoakum uncharacteristically has missed two out of three at the line now.
We have got, we've got into his head. I hate to say that because then he'll go off and score a dozen in this quarter. But right now, he's having a very subpar game.
Does make the second free throw, only 4 points. Again, Yoakum has scored at least 21 in every Western Big Six Conference game this season. And he has only four tonight with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Thompson into the front court. Garnett sits down after picking up his second foul. Grant Gibson back into the game. On the outside, gets it over to Thompson between the circles. Not much movement by the Streaks this set. Carl on the outside. Ross comes out for the pass. On the outside, Butler squares up for another three. As soon as he let that one go, I thought if that's got the right distance, it's in, and it was perfect. Galesburg by 12, now a three by Yoakum. He just fires it up into the front court. Streaks create a loose ball on the rebound, and they'll get it back. Back into the game, Pat Ewald for the Pioneers. And Mitchell Morrissey gets a break.
Good hustle play. Somebody from the Streaks went over, got their hand on it, knocked it off one of Alleman's legs, and it rolled out of bounds right into the Alleman bench. So Streaks up a dozen with the ball and playing great. Let's keep it up, guys.
Ross into the front court. Over to Ryan Carl. I think this score will raise some eyebrows around the Western Big Six if it stays this way. Here's Carl driving in from the left side for the layup. 35-21 Galesburg with a halfway through the third quarter. Driving in, Yoakum dishes it off. Left corner, Barrett for three. That one is good.
Alleman needed that one in the worst way.
35-24, Galesburg by 11. And Alleman backs up into the half court, allowing Thompson to walk it across the timeline.
Bottleman comes back in this one. They'll remember that Barrett shot from the corner when things look bleak.
On the outside, Ross. Everything is cleared out on the right side for Lamont. He dribbles it back out over to Gibson. Streaks one to run some clock. Play patient. Look for their best shot they can find here. Butler over to Carl. They defend well. Lamont Ross going in for the back door. So the pass goes to Thompson. Again, they look Butler back door, but the pass stays on the outside. Holloman doing a much better job defending that. Here's a floater in the lane by Ross. That one is
Gibson.
No good. Gibson with a turnaround rolls off. He gets it back again and is fouled on the way up by Alex Kelly, his first of the game.
Great work by Grant. I don't know how he missed that putback.
Well,
he probably
either.
Doesn't either.
But he's going to get a couple of free throws out of his hard work.
He's got
61% on the season.
He's at the free throw line with both of his hands behind his head, I think, still thinking, how did I miss that bunny?
First one up and in. First points of the night for Grant Gibson, hobbled by the ankle injury from last Thursday. And a couple of fouls in the first half put him on the bench as well. Carl sits down for the Silver Streaks. Diggins back in for Galesburg. Streaks want to keep up this energy level, leading by 12, 3:16 to go third quarter, and it stays there as Gibson misses the second free throw. Ewald with the rebound for the Pioneers. Not great free throw shooting by either team tonight. Yoakum with a backhand dribble. Now they dump it off to Barrett. In the lane it goes to Ewald. Puts the dribble on the floor once and banks it in with a pull-up jumper.
Nice shot by Ewald. That's not an easy shot in traffic.
Suddenly Alleman back within 10 now at 36-26. Galesburg led by 15 a moment ago. Here's Diggins on the right side. Too late on the penetration. He gets cut off now. Double team gets it over to Butler in the corner. Haslam drives in, runs into a man, fires it left side under the wing. Ross dribbles in high post and gives it back behind him to Kendall Thompson. He'll drive in from the left side, and a hard foul from John Barrett will be number two on him, and Thompson will get a couple of free throws.
Salvage that possession. I thought when we were clustered down there in the right corner that was a turnover about to happen, and we were able to clear that thing out of there to the left side, and then Lamont and Kendall had a little room to work, and Thompson gets to the rack.
Thompson to the free throw line. Has been really good at times, and then sometimes at the free throw line, he just can't find it. He's just under 70% on the season, and he can't get the roll on the first one.
Well, really, I think he's penetrating really well now. I like his floor game is as good as we have any time this season, but he doesn't seem real confident not only in the line, but even out the three-point arc. He just doesn't seem to want that shot, and I guess maybe that's why he's penetrating more. He's just got more confidence in that game.
Second one is perfect. Thompson with five in the game. That's his first point since the first quarter. 37-26, Galesburg by 11. They put on the full court press. The Pioneers break it. Hoogerwerth drives into a double team, loses the handle on it, stumbles over the ball, and then gets it out to Yoakum, who runs over Aslan Butler, and a blocking foul called.
Tough call.
Oh, I guess. Aslan had position, but maybe they call him for leaning a little bit, I guess. And that's the third foul of the game on Butler, so he'll go out quick. Nope, Chad Johnson is going to replace Trevon Diggins. Mamadou Barry. We'll go into the game for Alleman. Finally got a score from down at Quincy through one quarter. The Blue Devils lead Rock Island 12-8.
Hey, that call against Butler got Mike Reynolds all the way down to the end of the bench and back. He took a big breather.
There's a long three by Yoakum, and it's perfect. Streaks just gave him too much time to look at that one. And now Alleman within eight at 37-29. Thompson dribbles through a double team, somehow gets it to Gibson, who steps to the basket and banks it in.
Gets knocked to the ground, no call. He can't believe it. Neither can Mike Reynolds. We got the bucket, but should have had a chance for a free throw.
10-point Galesburg lead, under 2 minutes to go third quarter. Now Thompson puts a little body on Yoakum on the outside. And that was an obvious one out in front of everybody. And Mike Reynolds says, okay, so you come. Wait a minute. They didn't call that one on Yoakum. Why are we going the other direction?
Ewald.
Oh, they call one on Ewald away from the ball.
Huh. Well, we'll take that.
So Thompson got bailed out on that one because he clearly gave a hip check to Tyler Yoakum on the dribble. So it goes as the Alleman 12th turnover. In the lane, Austin Garnett takes a shot to the side of the face, and he got his jersey grabbed from behind as well. This game's getting kind of chippy here with a minute 44 to go in the third quarter. First foul of the game on Mamadou Barry. Fourth foul on the Pioneers. 10-point Galesburg lead, 39-29. Lamont Ross will pull the trigger from the right of his own basket. Ewald sits down. Back into the game, Alex Kelly at 6'3", 200.
Oh, yeah, he's the big kid. He's the plow horse in there. You don't want to mess with him.
On the inbound, Ross out high. Now comes out for the shot, and the three-pointer's off the front of the rim. Rebound on the run by Hoogerwerf, leading the break to the other end, and a blocking foul called on Thompson, trying to draw the charge, and that's three on Kendall now. Boy, Lamont let that one go. I thought that was going to be pure. It was right on the money, but he ended up just a little bit short, hitting it off the front of the rim. Score from Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline leads United Township 18-4. And I can't tell for sure, but I think that's a halftime score.
You'd think UT was playing the Morton girls. There's some boys teams I'm not sure would want to play the Morton girls.
Hoogerwerf makes the first free throw, 39-30. Alleman within nine now, 94 seconds to go, third quarter.
I like this Hoogerwerf. You hear a lot about Yoakum, but Hoogerwerf is faster than Yoakum. I mean, he is lightning quick, and he's very aggressive. He's a good athlete.
And he's just a junior. Good, strong point guard. He'll be back for another year and playing with a lot of confidence when we see him again next year. 8-point Galesburg lead as Hoogerwerf makes both. He has nine in the game. Diggins will work it across midcourt, runs into a double team, gets a soft pass over to Chad Johnson. Now in the corner, Gibson. Back out high to Lamont Ross. Alleman seems to have picked up the defense. Johnson with a long three!
Maybe this is our night when we start hitting shots like that.
He was a good 4 feet behind the arc. Chad Johnson with seven on the night. Galesburg by 11. Barry on the outside, over to Yoakum. He'll put him up from long distance, but instead he's cut off over to Barry for three. That one's off the back of the rim, and the rebound chased down between Kelly and Diggins. The ball goes out of bounds along with both players, and Kelly kind of rolled it off the back of Trevon's neck, and they'll say it's out of bounds, Galesburg.
Good play by Kelly.
Yep.
But I'll tell you, we'll let Mamadou Barry stand out there and shoot all night as far as I'm concerned. Maybe he'll hit a few, but I'd much rather he was shooting than Yoakum or Hoogerwerf.
Yeah, because once Yoakum starts to get hot, look out. Streaks have done a terrific job preventing him from getting any kind of a comfortable shot off tonight. He has only 7 points. Under a minute to go, third quarter, Streaks by 11. Yoakum with it at the volleyball line, lobs it over. Now inside, Kelly dishes it right side over to Pierman. Into the lane, Hoogerwerf pump fakes, dishes it back out. Yoakum drives at the free throw line, dishes it over right side, Pierman. Now baseline, Kelly. Hoogerwerf back out to Yoakum. And they force Alleman backward. Good Streaks defense in the half court. Driving in right side, Pierman with a shot from the baseline, no. Chad Johnson with the rebound, and Pierman's momentum to the basket calls him to run into Johnson for his second foul and the fifth Alleman team foul.
And that was a heck of a defensive series for Galesburg.
Sure was.
Kept trying to get a shot. Couple of quick windows of opportunity, but the Streaks would cover up, and then the shot Alleman ended up taking there was not what they would want from Pierman. With 20 seconds left at that point, they'd have been better off to just pull it out and get a better shot than that.
Streaks went a hold for the last shot now at the end of the third quarter, leading by 11, down to 12 seconds to go. Thompson gets it across midcourt. Reverses it back over to Lamont, driving in, and a foul as the shot won't go down. A little bit too strong off the backboard, but he's going to get two fouls with 7 seconds to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, Alleman loaded over there in front of the scorer's table so hard that while we would have liked to have the last shot of the quarter, we couldn't pass up. We had a two-on-one on the right side after that long pass, and Ross gets a couple of free throws here.
Lamont has been to the line tonight just about as many times as he has in a game all season long, but he's only 1-for-4 from the line.
Take your time and hit this one, Lamont.
8 points in the game, Streaks by 11, 7.1 seconds to go. Thompson sits down for the final 7 seconds, so he doesn't pick up his fourth foul. Diggins replaces him. Chad Johnson waiting back for the Silver Streaks. Lamont makes the free throw. 43-31 Galesburg. Yoakum in the backcourt with four. Streaks are all over him, and a foul called on Grant Gibson. And Coach Mike Reynolds throws his arm out looking at Grant saying, "What are you doing?" 2.8 seconds to go. 15 foul on the Streaks and the third on Grant Gibson. So Carson Cheeseman will check in and replace him.
It's not a foul you want, but at least they're not in the bonus. That would have been a real debacle to give them two free throws there. They're still going to have to work hard to get a shot off here. Carson's going to probably foul
him again,
though.
Yes, he is. Yep, before they even get it inbound. And now the official stops. He's going to talk it over with both of them.
Yeah. And that probably saves us a foul more than Olivan.
Carson was leaning on Yoakum, and Yoakum was putting a little body into Carson. They just kept pushing it a little bit more and a little bit more. 2.8 seconds to go on the inbound. Yoakum running all the way. Pushed under the basket. Great defense by Cheeseman and Garnett. He gets off a terrible shot. And the Streaks lead by 12 at the end of three. 43-31. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm and Dennis Twitty are there on North Henderson in Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan has over 100 vehicles in stock with more arriving every day. The hottest new Nissans, certified pre-owns, and great local trade-ins. Kick the tires, take a test drive. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
A terrific three quarters for the Silver Streaks here tonight into the game. As we head into the final quarter, Galesburg leads Rock Island Alleman by 12, 43-31. Defensively, the Silver Streaks have shined here tonight.
Really have, especially on a couple of those closing series of this third quarter. It looked like Alleman, well, they were climbing back into it, an eight-point game, and Streaks able to shut them down, and Galesburg gets the ball to open this fourth quarter, and the fouls, actually six on Alleman, five on Galesburg, so not the disparity we had in the first meeting up there.
Thompson, Butler, and Gibson all have three personal fouls for the Silver Streaks. This is Kendall with it, along with Gibson. Now hands off to Ross, along with Johnson and Butler on the floor. Here's another three by Chad.
Oh,
it's good again!
We've got the three ball going tonight, and that and the defense is the difference in this one.
15-point Galesburg lead. Here's a three by Yoakum to answer. It's short. Rebound. Butler gets grabbed from behind. Thompson comes out with it for the Silver Streaks. Leads the break to the other end. Down the left side. Johnson again. Good again!
Memorable senior night game for Chad Johnson. His biggest night from the three-point line.
18-point lead. Timeout, Alleman. 49-31, 7:12 to go in the game. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Cratty Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premium. Call me, Mike Cratty, at Cratty Insurance for more information today to start saving.
Who doesn't like cash? Win up to $500 by wearing the new orange WGIL button. Pick one up today at a participating sponsor. Details at WGIL.com.
In the second half tonight, Chad Johnson is 3-for-3 from three-point range, including back-to-back trays to begin the fourth quarter, and Galesburg leads 49-31 over the second-place Alleman Pioneers.
So two guys that have really struggled from the arc at times this year, Chad Johnson and Aslan Butler, both coming up big tonight.
They're 5-for-5 from behind the arc to begin the fourth, or to play this second half. Barrett drives outside. Pierman from the baseline rolls off, rebound batted around, and Gibson gets it for the Silver Streaks. Here's Thompson leading the break to the other end. He gets called for carrying the ball out high. Contact underneath the basket. I don't know if Kendall didn't hear the whistle. He wants the basket to count, as he thought he drew a foul. That's only the first turnover of the second half for the Streaks. They played the entire first quarter without a turnover. They played the entire third quarter without a turnover, and they outscored the Pioneers by 7 and score the first 6 to open the fourth. Yoakum drives. Left corner, Barrett for 3. Good!
Second 3 from the same spot by Barrett, and that's been the only points they've had really in the last 3 or 4 minutes, is those 2 threes from the corner.
Johnson, Thompson in the backcourt, into the front court, Gibson. Left side, it goes over to Ross. Fakes the drive, dishes it out, hits the bottom of the net, but it gets into the hands of Butler. Now Thompson drives in the lane, gets the basket.
Good recognition by Thompson to take that little short jumper. Streaks with good ball movement have had a number of opportunities. We've taken some risks with passes, but everything's worked out tonight.
51-34 streak. 6 minutes to go in the game. Yoakum drives. Three defenders surround him. He passes it away. Now he comes back out to the perimeter for the pass. 5:55 to go in the game. Streaks by 17. They've been terrific tonight. Have to finish it off now. Morrissey's been quiet here in the second half. He drives in on Gibson. Baby hook rolls off. Gibson takes the rebound away from him.
It was a man-sized rebound from the freshman Gibson that time.
That's the first shot of the second half for Morrissey, who scored 10 in the first half.
Yeah, he's been silent and really hasn't had a whole lot of rebounds.
Only one. And a timeout called by the Streaks. A 30-second timeout called by Mike Reynolds with 5:34 to go in the game. And a 51-34 lead.
That's one thing. Mike Reynolds, unlike a lot of coaches, will take timeouts in situations where, you know, you're up 17. You might think, why would we use that? But he likes to make sure everybody's on the same page, so he doesn't allow the other team to go on a run. It's fun to watch Mike coach from the high side, because so often he's coaching from the underside. But when he gets a lead, he becomes a tough coach to deal with, because he does make sure that everybody knows what they're supposed to be doing, even if maybe the game situation wouldn't normally call for a timeout.
Takes a lot of heat sometimes for his fiery demeanor on the floor. But the guy can manage a game. There's no question about that.
Well, and as we've talked, he can prepare for a game, too, against a good team.
His game plans are terrific. Mm-hmm. Under 5.5 to go in the game. Streaks with the ball, leading 51-34. Johnson on the outside. Next team foul by Alleman puts Galesburg in the bonus. Deflected into the backcourt. Johnson chases it down. Patrick Rangel's upset. He wanted it over and back. Here's Lamont driving to the other end. Missed it.
Yes,
put
get
back.
Out.
Butler circles it through and a foul. Well, I was frustrated that Lamont's shot didn't go down after the Streaks aggressively went to the basket, but it paid off even better. That ball circled around the rim three times on Aslan Butler's first rebound of the game and a chance at a free throw.
Thing went around and around and finally fell in. And, you know, like you said, Pat Rangel unhappy with the not getting an over and back. I think he was out of line, though, because I think Alleman clearly touched that ball before Chad Johnson did.
Missed free throw by Butler. He has 8 points in the second half, 11 for the game. Yoakum cut off again. He passes behind him to Barrett. It's a 19-point Galesburg lead. Barry for three, blocked by Johnson. Kendall Thompson comes up with it.
He had no idea Johnson was beside him there.
And a foul into the front court. Eight team fouls on Alleman. We'll put Kendall Thompson at the line for a 1-1. The first foul of the game on Tyler Yoakum.
Now, there's 4:49 to go. That can be a long time with stoppages of play, but I think Alleman's got to be pretty desperate here at this point. Down by 19, and Thompson shooting free throws. Alleman's got to play perfect down the stretch, and we've just really got to fall apart to lose this one. So let's just keep playing like we have been.
First free throw by Kendall on a 1-1. Good. 3 points in the quarter, 8 for the game. 20-point Galesburg lead, 54-34. Halftime at Quincy. Blue Devils and the Rocks tied at 23. And a more realistic score for Moline now that we've got a full update. It was 23-4 Moline at the end of the first quarter. It's now 24-19 at the half as United Township outscored the Maroons 19-6 in the second quarter. Here's a three by Yoakum, and he's just throwing it up now. Kendall Thompson with a rebound fouled by John Barrett.
That was unbelievable. I don't think I've seen Anthony Lindauer shoot one. He was beyond the volleyball line. He actually shot that from the edge of the G out here on the court. That was ridiculous. I'm not sure Derek Rose lets that one fly.
It was a clear frustration shot by Yoakum. He's got only 7 points tonight. He's gotten off only 8 shots. And his last three have been just like that one, only closer. But he just brings it up court and fires it just to shoot the ball. Thompson, after missing his first free throws, made now 4 in a row, and the Streaks continue to build on the lead. 56-34 with 4:40 to go in the game. Second free throw, perfect.
Well, the harder part for Yoakum is, unlike Lindauer from Moline's got the length, but he can get some shots off and create some things with his size, but Yoakum doesn't have that. If he gets somebody that's quick in his size on him, it's tough for him to get those shots off, so he has to go way back to shoot them.
Yoakum's listed at only 5'11". Morrissey leans in on Aslan Butler, and Aslan comes away holding his hands in. What am I supposed to do? Morrissey just took it right at him at the low blocks, leaned into him, bumped him off, cleared out position, and he's got a chance at a three-point play. That's four of the game on Butler. and it snaps the Galesburg run. Streaks outscored the Pioneers 14-3 to begin the third quarter. It was a 12-point lead at halftime. It's still 12-point lead at the end of the third quarter. Still a 21-point lead here with Morrissey going to the line with his first points of the second half. 12 for the game, and the free throw rolls off, just hung on the front of the rim. And Grant Gibson has picked up 5 rebounds here in the second half.
Yeah, he's been tough in traffic there.
Chad Johnson again. Good again!
You know, when you're up 20, you don't really shoot those, but he's so hot it doesn't even matter. Until he cools off, let him have it.
And a hand check called on the Silver Streaks' Lamont Ross. That's his first. Chad Johnson's career high was 12 all the way back in the Urbana game, back at the Thanksgiving tournament. He's got 12 this half and 16 for the game.
Wow. Yeah, I think Chad was the player of the game that Urbana game that night.
Free throw by Yoakum. Hangs on the rim and drops through. 60-37. Speaking of seniors, we need to thank a couple of them here tonight who aren't here.
That aren't on the court, yes.
Second free throw by Yoakum drops through. Senior managers who were honored last week because they wouldn't be here tonight. Chelsea Wiggins at the indoor track meet at Knox representing the Silver Streaks. Here's the Streaks breaking the press, nearly turn it over, but John Barrett's momentum took him out of bounds. Streaks hang on to it. And the Streaks' other senior manager, Hannah Hawkins, is at the weekend. The Christian retreat for teenage girls this weekend. They brought us Dairy Queen tonight.
M&M Blizzards, and I really enjoyed it.
Austin Garnett rebounds the Lamont Ross miss and then has the ball knocked out of his hands underneath, and the official standing right there says Austin touched it last. So the Streaks turn it over for only the fourth time tonight. How about that?
And that was really not your conventional turnover.
No, sure it wasn't. Here's Yoakum driving in, found an opening from the right side, and he missed the layup. Good job by Grant Gibson to kind of make him alter his shot. Full court pass to the other direction. Garnett to Ross for three. No, Johnson put back.
Who else? Who else?
He's got 11 in the quarter and 18 for the game, and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks with 3:29 to go in the game and a 24-point lead. They call a 30-second timeout, but they don't have one. It's a full timeout. Streaks in command looking for their second straight conference win to end the season. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Set on 1.5 acres, this 3-bedroom, 2-bath ranch-style home will make life in the country enjoyable. Hardwood floors and exterior updates make this another great home that's for sale by owner. Go to galesburg.info, click on keyword FISBO for all the details.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Brian Barnhart. Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois host Iowa. Coverage begins Sunday afternoon at 4:30 on WGIL.
Galesburg Silver Streaks looking for their second straight conference win to wrap up the regular season, and they are 3:25 away from doing it, leading Rock Island Alleman by 24.
They are creating a great memory to take with them tonight. This has been a terrific performance.
And great momentum heading into the regional game against Dunlap on Monday. Here's a steal by Thompson. Bad decision by Ewald. Thompson missed the layup. Crashing in, gets his own rebound. And they're going to call a foul on the floor, I think, against Sam Lutens, who just checked into the game for Alleman.
Yeah, Garnett came crashing in there, and I don't think Lutens had any idea that he was in the neighborhood.
Streaks are going to have some senior night fun now. Grant Gibson sits down. He's probably done for the night with Zach Wilkie coming in. On the inbound, Streaks turned it over.
Lamont.
Lamont couldn't get inbounds from out of bounds after the pass quickly enough. Now Seth Morling checks into the game, and the junior Kendall Thompson will sit down to a nice round of applause.
Lamont couldn't help himself. He triggered, and then the ball came back at him, and instead of getting out of the way, he caught it. You know, it's just a reflex. Here comes the ball. I'm going to catch it.
5 seniors on the floor for the Silver Streaks in the last 3 minutes of the game. The only senior not on the floor is Aslan Butler. And the seniors won't be out there long. Mike Reynolds wants to give the senior starter some applause as they head out of the game with the next dead ball. Here's Lutens for 3. Short. Rebound to Morling, and he's fouled. And that'll bring one of the Silver Streak seniors out of the game.
Well, this most surely is not the way the Alleman Pioneers wanted to head into the postseason, the top seed in their regional next week.
Four fouls on Ewald.
They felt like they'd been playing pretty well despite a loss at Quincy last Friday, but this is a real setback. I guess, as they say, it'll make them more coachable heading towards the regional.
In his final game of the regular season, Seth Moreland gets his first free throw attempt of the season, and he makes it.
Silver Streaks also bring in Marcus Ross.
Three of the seniors sit down. Johnson with a career night tonight, along with Garnett and Ross. To big hugs and hand pats on the head from their teammates. Moreland misses the second free throw.
Big time foul by Drew Nall. Mike Reynolds rubs his head. Says, you know, just play defense.
2:37 to go, and a 25-point Galesburg lead. Who'd have thought that tonight, huh? And Alleman has emptied its bench as well. Tyler Yoakum will finish with his worst game in the Western Big Six offensively this season, as he finishes with just 4, 7, 9 points. And we said it earlier, we'll say it again for emphasis. He scored at least 21 in every conference game this season. And the Streaks held him to single digits tonight with 9.
Alleman brings in a pair of big, big sophomores. We saw them in the sophomore game. Streaks with the rebound on the missed free throw.
Marcus Ross with the rebound. Here's Drew Nall driving in from the left side. He's cut off, lost the handle on the dribble, and he turns it over. That's still only the 6th turnover of the game for the Silver Streaks. A very impressive statistic here tonight. So a couple of seniors remain on the floor in Moreland. And here's a Galesburg turnover now. Alleman's first turnover. Ross leads the break to the other end. Misses it. And Alleman comes out with a rebound. Streaks played terrific tonight. Absolutely terrific. And they're 2:05 away from their second conference win and their 11th win overall. Now an Alleman turnover. 14th of the game.
He's a big guy, but he doesn't have very good hands there.
Will Anderson into the game for one of the few times this season. He penetrates down the lane, and a foul called will put him at the line shooting two. Will Anderson has not scored all season long. In fact, he's taken only one shot, so this will be his first free throw and a chance for him to get into the scoring books before the season comes to an end.
This couldn't have worked out any better to not only win, but to have such a wide margin that you get all these guys in there for some quality minutes. And he scores.
Makes the first free throw. Maybe the Streets can get everybody into the scoring books tonight.
Kevin O'Keefe, sophomore guard for Alleman in the game. He had 26 in the sophomore game.
Wow.
He was sharp enough. I was a little surprised he wasn't playing varsity all the time. But I guess with Hoogerwerf and Yoakum, you don't need a third dominant guard.
It's tough to find playing time for
him
there. 26-point Galesburg lead.
Will Anderson forces a turnover there, and the Streaks will get it back.
Of the game, yeah. 65-39 Galesburg. Alleman came in 17-9, going for a steal, skidding on the floor in the backcourt. Sam Lutens allows Moreland to bring it up, and Wilkie hits a three. 68-39 Galesburg with 1:35 to go. Skip pass out high. Lutens chases it down, falls out of bounds. Anderson trying to save it on the sideline, steps on the out of bounds line.
He knocked one of his assistant coaches over in one of those folding chairs. Thought that was going to be an Alleman turnover. I'm not sure just how they saved that in bounds.
On the inbounds, it goes into the backcourt. Nall nearly got a steal. Here's Lutens from 26 feet, but it's off the front of the rim. Rebound batted around. Alleman gets it. Turnaround jumper from the low blocks. Thompson knocks it down. That's Nate Thompson for Alleman, 68-41. Nall into the front court with a dribble with 65 seconds to go, and he dribbles it off his foot out of bounds. 5 turnovers this quarter for Galesburg.
It had only 2 the whole game leading up to it.
But they haven't mattered here.
Nope. The game's gotten a little more sloppy. But
29-point lead, the biggest night of the Streaks. It's 27 right now with a minute to go in the game. On the outside, Nate Thompson. Streaks extend to 1-3-1. Will Anderson with a steal. Chases it down to the baseline. Drives in from the low. Blocks right. And puts it up and in.
He was not to be denied that time. Created the turnover all the way and a nice power move inside.
70 for the Silver Streaks and a 29-point lead with 40 seconds to go. On the outside, Luke at the free throw line. Blocked by Marcus Ross and the rebound tipped to him. Leads the break. Wilkie on the sideline and the Streaks turn it over. A block by Marcus Ross was pretty impressive. With 30 seconds to go in the game.
You know, the rest of the conference, I don't think, will be shocked that Galesburg might have won this game on their home court, but when they see that score, they're going to go, what happened down there?
On the outside, Luton's with 22 seconds to go. Dribbles it left. Streaks have really extended that 1-3-1 zone defense now. Now here's a long three from the right side off the back of the rim, and Seth Moreland gets his second rebound. Into the front court, Ross gets the lay-in. Marcus Ross gets his first points of the season with 4 seconds to play. And the Streaks crush the Pioneers 72-41 to wrap up the regular season.
You know what is really icing on the cake? These kids we put in here the last 2 minutes completely outplayed Alleman's subs as well. And it wasn't just by the luck of the draw. Moreling sealed on that weak side rebound. I mean, we were doing the fundamental things perfectly. Even in what some people would call garbage time, I thought these kids played really fundamental basketball, minus a couple of, you know, turnovers.
Sloppy over turnovers,
but
yeah.
Other than that, you know, we just played well from end to end, and everybody contributed tonight. What a great finish on the home court. I can't think of a better one.
Streaks led by 12 going into the fourth quarter. They outscore Alleman 29-10 in the fourth quarter to take what was a pretty impressive and comfortable lead at the end of the third and turn it into a complete blowout. A 31-point victory over the Alleman Pioneers, who finished 5-5 in the Western Big Six, and the Silver Streaks at 2-8 win their last two of the regular season. Lot to talk about in the postgame show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddock Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Thorne's Pets and Supply, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
He prefers Zumba to ballroom dancing. He makes sure his Stetson sports the WGIL button. He loves the rumble of driving over Purinton pavers. He prefers cinnamon rolls to a cheeseburger. He is the most interesting man in the world.
I don't always button up, but when I do, I prefer the WGIL button. Stay a winner, my friends.
Pick up your orange WGIL button today at Community Treasures, 444 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, or at Arby's on North Henderson in Galesburg.
That's a weird-looking GPS.
It's actually a McDonald's Filet-O-Fish finder. Its one and only job is to find tasty, delicious, one-of-a-kind Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. It hones right in on that delicious tangy tartar sauce and melty cheese, getting closer by the second.
I need to get one of those. Locate your nearest McDonald's and get two hot, steamy, and delicious Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. That's two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $3.33. Prices and participation may vary.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is healthcare.
The challenge. See who can find the greatest number of new items at Thorne's. This week, I won. I spotted Wiggles, Wags, and Whiskers brand leashes and collars right off the bat. And the ones from Premium Tough Lock. My person likes them because they're made in the USA and have a lifetime guarantee. I like them because they make me look cool. My final new item of the day, Jelly Bean Rugs. They're machine washable and super cool. I cannot wait till our next trip. I just love new things.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies, now at 56 North Prairie Street, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
What a terrific night for the Silver Streaks, routing Rock Island Alleman 72-41, and the head coach is with us now. Here's Jim Lee with Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, Coach, that one was a lot of fun. It's hard to find any element of this game where you guys didn't play exceptionally well. I've got to think of one of your finest points of the season.
Yeah, a lot of fun. You know, we know that they had played real well. We thought, you know, this was my speech at halftime basically was, this is a game we thought we should have won up there. You know, and we have some other games like that. You know, Metamora, Sterling, there's Charles. There's some games we'd like to have back. This was the first opportunity, after UT to get somebody that we thought we should have beaten. And it was fun to come back and play as well as we have all year and be able to get everybody in the game and have a lot of fun in our last home game.
You know, really the only time I was concerned in the ball game was in that first half, and we got them into the bonus with 4 or 5 minutes left in the second quarter, and I thought, oh, here we go again. They're going to shoot free throws all night. But second half, that didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had four of our better players, and we started some different lineups throughout the year, but four of our better players were two fouls, and we were a little concerned over there on the bench. I thought guys like Trevon came in and played real well. I thought guys like Carson Cheeseman in limited action gave us some good minutes. Ryan Carl and Austin Garnett did really well inside, I don't know if we can play any better, but, we're going to keep striving to get a little better.
We're going to talk about the offense in a little bit, but we thought the defense was such a key, especially the job you did on Yoakum. A number of guys took turns. Seems like you were trying to force him a little bit to his left, and he was frustrated. He couldn't get down the lane. By the second half, he's throwing up shots beyond the volleyball line. You really got into his head.
Well, he was frustrated. He's a really good player. Let's not throw that out there. He's really, really good. I thought Lamont Ross did a really good job defensively on him, and Lamont struggled defensively at times in the year, and I thought this was his best defensive game. He kept him, played a good enough distance, and we saw enough film on him, how he likes to shoot rhythm threes with the bounce, and so he was able to contest those, and when he got beat off the dribble, I thought there was only one time we didn't help real well, and it was actually when he passed. I thought we had a chance to get a charge on him, but he's a good enough player where he misses a lot of charge opportunities, too. He's athletic enough to get around. He's going to be a good college player. You know what level and things, I don't know. That's for, college coaches to figure out. But he's going to make a good player wherever he goes.
It so often happens in games, you worry about the Yoakums and the Hoogerwerfs coming in, but it was the Morrissey kid, Mitchell Morrissey, who was just really hurting us, the 6'6 kid. The first half, he had 9 or 10 rebounds, had most of their points, but he was kind of a non-factor. Was that by intention in the second half for your defense?
Well, he played real well against us at Alleman, and we put Aslan on him, and then, Aslan lost some of his aggressiveness when he got some fouls, and we switched. I thought Aslan was a really good matchup on him. Once Aslan got his fouls and was in and out, he kind of was out of the game, for post-defense purposes. But, he did well. I think Morrissey's a guy that's, if you're looking at a guy that's most improved in the league from the beginning to the end, I don't think he was on anybody's scouting report coming into the year. And, boy, he's really played well and shot free throws well in the league, and he's done a nice job. He's a good player.
Chad Johnson, one of your seniors, caught fire in this one. And the combination of the defense you were playing, Aslan hit a couple of big threes, and then Chad couldn't miss. What a great way for him to finish out his last home game, huh?
Yeah, he struggled a little bit shooting the ball, at times in the year. And we know he's a better shooter than that. And he came out here smiling ear to ear and brimming with confidence. I even got a rebound putback. When they called the timeout, I said, that may be your first rebound of the year. First offensive rebound and putback maybe. But he played extremely well, and I'm proud of our guys. They've hung in there. They could have quit. We're trying to rewrite, our obituary to say, and we've done that. We beat two real good teams. and, you know, and lost to Ridgewood, which, you know, if we had 3 or 4 minutes of more energy, I think we could have won that game. But, you know, we played three really good teams at the end of the year, and we were able to go 2-3. Now our record 0-0, you never know what can happen.
When you get a guy like Chad Johnson that's so hot like that, you're up 18 points. You know, you might say, I'll better pull it out, be a little conservative. But I guess until he misses a few, I guess there's no hurt in letting it fly, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of said in the huddle after he hit that last one, you know, we may not need to shoot that many more threes. But, you know, I'm proud of our guys. I mean, it's just it's an unbelievable night. And the way they've persevered throughout the year and haven't had the best year, they think they've given some games away, but they haven't given too many practices away. And, you know, they've played hard. And, you know, we won our last two Big Six games, and I'm proud of our guys.
And I think proud up down the lineup, because as we mentioned at the end of this game, the final 2-3 minutes, you emptied the bench. And, I mean, the guys you had here on the court were doing things fundamentally sound. I mean, we were really impressed with the way these guys finished the game for you.
Yeah, and you know, they've continued to work hard. Those, you know, you hate to say bottom guys, but the guys that don't play quite as much, have continued to work hard and pushed our some of our other kids and gotten better. And that's hard to do in this day and age. I think you look around and you look at teams, they don't have a lot of older guys sitting at the end of the bench. You know, guys like a Wilkie and a Seth, who's, you know, basically just a hair out of the lineup, you know, just a hair, a couple of different things, and they might be playing all the time. And no teams in the area have guys like that anymore. You know, when I went to school 15 years ago, everybody had guys like that. But there's so many other things to do that guys don't do that anymore, and that's a testament to their character. And you know, that's why, you know, when they talk about going to college and doing things, they're going to be successful, because the same as Bill Dwyer told me in the locker room, there's not much, you know, separates guys that do real well in life and guys that don't do real well in life. Sometimes it's a break, but normally the guys that work the hardest end up with getting all the breaks, and those guys will be fine.
Speaking of working hard, we did mention Grant Gibson. He's been playing on the bad ankle and wasn't able to do a lot tonight, but gave you some real strong rebounding down here in the second half, we noticed.
Yeah, I mean, he's gutted it through. I mean, that thing, we practiced for the first time, you know, lightly yesterday, and it swelled up again today. We didn't know if he'd be able to go. You know, Coach P, our trainer's done a heck of a job getting him ready, getting Ryan Carl ready, and getting Trevon. We were able to save those guys a little bit at the end. You know, hopefully they'll be able to give us some good minutes in practice tomorrow you know, just see how it goes.
Quick turnaround. You've got Dunlap now on Monday. Have you been working on anything in practice preparing for that game, or have you just been focused on the conference final game?
Well, we focus really on Alleman. They don't, you know, nobody's reinventing the wheel here at this point in the season. They run a lot of things that we've guarded before, and they're really good defensively. They're really good defensively, so we'll have to have our A game execution-wise. And basically playing a road game in the regional is always a tough thing. So we want our shot to, as we say in the locker room, shock the world on Wednesday night. But in order to get that shot, you've got to win Monday. So we'll give a, you know, I can't promise we're going to win by 30 or get 72 points, but I know we're going to get a effort.
Well, and finally, the last three games, we've been getting real good penetration from the guards and opening up the offense, good ball movement. Has that been more because of the opponents, or are we doing something a little differently, intentionally trying to get the penetration, especially with Kendall?
We've spread the floor a little more when Kendall's in the game, trying to get him some penetration. And you know, he's kind of the guy that got Chad hot. Chad hit that first one that he fed him two nice passes, and you know, we go from 18 up to 30 up, basically. You know, we've spread the floor a little more and let our big guys who've shot well, and Austin and Ryan Carl, come farther away from the hoop a little more here at the end of the season. I think our guards have done a nice job of trying to get better fundamentally and to be able to make plays when they're being banged and pushed like we were, you know, where we are every Friday night. They finally figured out how to play that way, and once they have, we've done really well.
Well, and finally, I don't think you could have written the script any better for this particular game. You win it. You win it by such a wide margin. You're able to get everybody in. Everybody's happy, and this will be a memory these kids will hold no matter what happens down the road.
Well, hopefully everybody's happy. You know, it's hard to please everybody. I mean, we all have wives at homes. We know how that works. But if you can't be happy when you, from an Orion standpoint, from an Orion guy, anytime you can run all of them out of the gym is a good day.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
As always, our thanks to Mike Reynolds for joining us here in the postgame. We'll take a break after Galesburg's 72-41 win over the Pioneers. We'll take a break here on the postgame. We got to look through some pretty impressive final statistics when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
For new cabinets, call 555-1212. For new flooring, press 12. For appliances, please hang up and call.
Remodeling can be very difficult, especially when you have to work with so many people. One for this, one for that, one for the other. Well, you can make things a whole lot easier when remodeling your kitchen or bath. Call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. You'll deal with just one person, your own personal remodeling consultant, from floor to ceiling.
Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Can't wait until spring?
Got cabin fever?
Just need a break? Then buy something for yourself on the WGIL radio auction and get it cheap. Item 202 is a 42-inch HD LED LCD TV from Lindstrom's. 1080 resolution, Energy Star, lots more. Great picture. Retails for $9.99. Buy it for way less on the auction.
Don't miss the WGIL radio auction Saturday, March 17th on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Your news talk and sports station, Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Big, big win for the Silver Streaks here tonight over Rock Island Alleman, 72-41. Silver Streaks finished the regular season 11-19, 2-8 in the Western Big Six. Alleman loses for the 10th time. They finished the regular year 17-10, 5-5 in Western Big Six conference play. And there is not a stat on this sheet that I look at that I just don't think, it all adds up to a big, big win tonight.
Yeah, it all adds up to a pretty dismal locker room experience probably for the Alleman Pioneers and Coach Pat Rangel tonight, too. It's one thing to lose, but they really got it handed to them here by the Silver Streaks. And, you know, we've been on the other side of that, so it's nice to be on the high side. You feel a little bad for the opponent, but not too bad because you've been there before, and it's just nice to be doing the routing rather than being the routee.
Everyone for the Silver Streaks got in the game tonight, and all but three of them scored. Let's look at the team numbers first for tonight's 31-point victory.
All right, just got one more stat to throw together here, and then we are going to be good to go as the Silver Streaks, like you said, did a lot of things right, and they shot the ball as well as we have all year. How about a 61% night from the field? 24 out of 39.
Oh, wait, I've got 24 out of 47.
Wow. They didn't compare stats at the break. So, anyway, Alleman at 13 out of 36 for 36% on the night. And Galesburg, which was getting out-rebounded at halftime, had a bunch of them there in the fourth quarter, ended up with a 26-24 edge on the glass.
I had 27.
Okay.
Streaks had 13 rebounds through the first three quarters of the game. And I had him for 14 rebounds in the fourth quarter alone.
Hmm. And four of them on the offensive end, the putbacks.
Wow.
Chad Johnson, as Coach Reynolds mentioned. Will Anderson got one. I can't think who else, but putback baskets. Alleman had 16 turnovers on the night, and that was actually a compromise after they had nine at halftime. They got a little bit better. The Silver Streaks, only eight on the game, and six of those were in, again, what you might call garbage time in the fourth quarter. So a great night of ball handling for Galesburg, and really not a whole lot of pressure by Alleman. They did go to the half court at times, but we took pretty good care of it there as well. So Streaks with a 29-10 advantage in the fourth quarter.
Incredible.
You know, we're already up somewhat comfortably by 12 at the quarter break, and then absolutely put the rout on in the fourth quarter.
Silver Streaks were 7 of 9 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, 14 of 22 for the game. How about 7 of 10 from three-point range in the second half, 10 of 22 for the game. Alleman finished 4 of 15 from behind the arc and 11 of 17 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Mitchell Morrissey, who led all scorers with 10 points at the half. We talked about how impressive he was in the first half. 10 points, 9 rebounds. He nearly had a double-double. Streaks held him to just 2 points and 2 rebounds in the second half. So he still got a double-double, finished with 12 and 11. to lead the Pioneers. And then nobody else scored in double figures, and that includes Tyler Yoakum, the leading scorer in the Western Big Six, at least 21 points in every conference game this year. Galesburg held him to 9 tonight. 9 points, 1 of 4, 1 of 6, 2 of 7, 2 of 8 shooting, and 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Adam Hoogerwerf also finished with 9. John Barrett had 6. Pat Ewald and Nate Thompson with 2 for the Pioneers. Everybody for them got in, but nobody else scored.
By the way, I found those missing 8 shot attempts.
Oh,
so
good.
We are even now at 24 of 47, 51%.
Still a good number.
Yeah.
Especially for a Silver Streaks team that came in shooting less than 40% in the season. Leading scorer tonight, Chad Johnson. We might even try to work in a quick word with him. Career high 18 points tonight, including 14 of them in the second half, and 4 for 4 from three-point range in the third and fourth quarters. 5 for 5, he didn't miss a shot in the second half. Finished with a career best 18. Kendall Thompson and Aslan Butler also finished in double figures with 11. Lamont Ross had 9 tonight. Ryan Carl with 7. Trevon Diggins, Grant Gibson, Zach Wilkie each had 3. I missed Will Anderson's 4 points. Kid hadn't scored in a game all season. He got 4 tonight. Marcus Ross hadn't scored until tonight. He got 2. Seth Morling shot his first free throw of the season and made it. I mean, what a great way to finish the year for this team. The only players who didn't score was Austin Garnett, who had 5 rebounds, so that was big. Carson Cheeseman, who's played his first game in 4 weeks because of that knee injury, he did not score, and Drew Nall did not score in the game as well. Silver Streaks win it tonight 72-41. Take a final break here on the postgame show. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game is up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated, where your office is their business. By Pizza House on Simmons and Galesburg, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. And by Go Outside and Play, running and walking at your pace on Seminary Street in Galesburg.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breedlove Sporting Goods.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
A fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. Tune in for the Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Nice to see lots of smiles still in the John Thiel Gymnasium after a 31-point Galesburg victory over Rock Island Alleman, 72-41. Just check the ticker, as they used to say on the Cardinals broadcast. After three quarters down at Quincy, Blue Devils lead Rock Island 33-30. If Quincy wins that game, they will tie Rock Island for the conference championship. After Moline outscored United Township 18-4, Maroons got the first 10 points of the game, led the Panthers 18-4 at the end of one. After three, the Panthers have rallied back and now lead the Maroons by 1, 40-39, heading into the fourth quarter. And in the regional title game between Rock Ridge and Monmouth-Roseville, the Titans lead 36-29 after three quarters there. Final order of business here, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and we may have to go multiple at the sponsor's suggestion. And it's hard to argue with what he suggested. Actually, way, way back, right at the very beginning of the game, he got a hold of me and made the suggestion, and under the circumstances, we're going to say absolutely.
It became a lot easier to go ahead and agree with that, didn't it? Because everybody that came in did good things tonight. Certainly senior Chad Johnson led the way with his three-point barrage. But like I said, all these guys that came in the game did some really good things. And, again, I just can't think of a better way to end your home season.
So all the seniors tonight will share the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Players of the Game Award. Chad Johnson hit 23 pointers this season, 20 out of 79, just over 25% on the season. Tonight he missed his first two and then made his last four.
Is that all? Allman probably feels like he hit all 20 of them tonight.
Well, then he also hit 3 2-point buckets to go along with it. And outside of those two threes that he missed in the first and second quarter, he made everything else he put up, 7 for 9 from the field. And the other seniors, Ross with 9, Butler with 11. As we said, Austin Garnett didn't see. He only took one shot the entire game, but he had some big rebounds in the second half, finished with 5. Let's see. Zach Wilkie got a 3-pointer when he came off the bench in the fourth quarter. Seth Morling finally got into the scoring book. He hadn't scored. I'm sorry, he did have a 3-pointer early in the season and a couple of other baskets, but he made his first free throw attempt of the season, so that was good to see him get in on the action. And who am I missing? Oh, Aslan Butler, 11 points. And he missed his first 4 shots from behind the arc in the first quarter, then made his next 3 the rest of the way, made 4 of his final 5 shots.
Yeah, that's the neat thing. I don't think you've got anybody in that locker room that didn't feel like they didn't contribute somehow tonight. That's very rare to be able to pull that off, and especially for a team that's struggled for victories here in the second half of the season.
And again, even with all those offensive numbers, it's fun to look at the stats and see such good numbers, but it was really, we felt far and away, it was the defense that won this game here tonight. The offense ended up putting them ahead by 31, as it turned out, but the defense really won this game here tonight.
Well, and again, as so many coaches will tell you, and it was borne out here tonight, your defense creates offensive opportunities, forcing Allman into a number of turnovers, especially in the second half, forcing them into some uncharacteristic shots, some wild shots, and then, you know, the floor gets spread and you're able to do some big things. So tip of the cap of the whole team, the coaching staff, and hoping for more of the same on Monday nights at Dunlap.
So coming up on WGIL this weekend, Fighting Illini in Iowa on Sunday, and then the Silver Streaks head into the postseason, taking on Dunlap in the regional opener Monday night, traditional start time. We'll have it at 7:10 as the Streaks battle the host Golden Eagles on their home floor. And with a Silver Streaks victory Monday night, would take on the number one team in the state Wednesday, Peoria Central. But as Coach Mike Reynolds said, you got to get the first one in order to go to the second one. So Galesburg and Dunlap Monday night. Jim, look forward to seeing you then.
That's right. And I don't think we're quite ready to talk trash to Peoria Central just yet.
Nope.
But at least we look like a lot better ball club going in.
All smiles all the way around at John Thiel Gymnasium. The season ends with a 31-point victory, 72-41. Over Rock Island Allman. For Nick Simpson at the downtown studios, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Have a great rest of your weekend, and good night from John Thiel Gym.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.